Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
2 Samuel 7. David, the king, verse 1, said, he sat in his house, and the Lord had given him rest round about from all his enemies. He's in prosperity, he's in safety. And verse 2, the king said to Nathan the prophet, they're sitting up there in his big fine palace, all his enemies conquered, money in the bank. And he looked at the man of God, the prophet. He said, now look here. See here, I dwell in this house of cedar, and the ark of God is out there in a tent. Nathan said to the king, go, do all that's in your heart, for the Lord is with you. It came to pass that night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan and said, go and tell my servant David, thus saith the Lord, shall you build me a house for me to dwell in? Whereas I've not dwelt in any house since the time I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt, even to this day I've walked in a tent and a tabernacle. In all the places wherein I've walked with all the children of Israel, spake I a word at any of the tribes of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people? Why build ye not me a house of cedar? Now therefore, so shall you say to my servant David, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took you from the sheepcote, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel. Amen. Hallelujah. He was following the sheep around. That's where God found him. You know that's where God found me too. Amen. Following the cows around. It's true. We had a little dairy farm, little bitty outfit, in my late teens, going out in the morning to get the cows to bring them in. God spoke to me about this, about serving him. God picked you from somewhere, didn't he? He said, I picked you from following the sheep to be ruler over my people, over Israel. And I was with you wherever you went. I've cut off all your enemies out of your sight and have made you a great name, like unto the name of the great men that are in the earth. Moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel and will plant them that they may dwell in a place of their own and move no more. That's the scripture the Lord gave Phyllis and I when we came up here. He said, I'm giving you a place of your own. And this says, move no more. Well, if that's what he wants, it's good for me. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more as before time. I like that. And as since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel and have caused you to rest from all your enemies, also the Lord tells you that he will make you a house. Oh, hallelujah. Now, can you see the principle? What did the Lord say? Them that honor me? Huh? I will honor. David's sitting there in his palace, and he gets to thinking about the things of God and the house of God. He said, the tabernacle doesn't have a nice enough place. You know, I am not satisfied with me having this nice place, and the things of God place is not nice enough. I'm not happy with that. And the man of God said, well, go ahead, do whatever you got in your heart. God's with you. And yet, the Lord spoke to him and said, no. You know, if you read the rest of it, you'll realize he said, no, you're not the one that's going to do it. I'm going to let your son do it. But you can prepare. But you can't do it. But it was good that you had it in your heart. But you want to build me a house, David? God said, I'm going to build you a house. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now, when the Lord tells you such a thing, how should that affect you? Should you say, well, bless God, I've worked hard enough. No. I tell you what, it's about time some blessing come on my life. Because I tell you what, I've paid the price, brother. I burnt the midnight oil. Other people was playing. I was praying. You don't deserve anything. People that talk like that are unworthy of promotion. If you feel you deserve a thing, God cannot be gracious to you. Nothing is owed you in these things. What did this man, a man of honor, how many know King David was a man of honor and a man after God's own heart, a God of honor. What did he do when God told him such gracious things concerning he and his whole house? When God tells him, I'm going to build you a house. I want you to notice what this man did. He got up, verse 18, and he went and sat before the Lord. Are you with me now? 2 Samuel 7:18. This great man, this great king, he went in. He got up off his throne. He went in before the Lord and he sat down in the floor. And he said, who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that you have brought me to this place? In other words, you brought me to where I am now. Do you see why God could use this man? Why God could honor this man? He said, and yet this is yet a small thing in your sight, O Lord God, but you have spoken also of your servant's house for a great while to come. And is this the manner of man, O Lord God? What can David say more to you? For you, Lord, know your servant. For your word's sake, and according to your own heart, have you done all these great things to make your servant know them. Wherefore, you are great, O Lord God. There is none like you, neither is there any God beside you. Hallelujah. Can you, I don't just want you to hear the words. Can you see what the man is doing? In the floor. He could have come in with a big entourage. He could have had them set him up a big throne. He goes in there by himself. He sits down in the floor. He says, God, what you have done for me and mine. Who am I? What is my house that you picked me out? Of all the other people you could have used, of all the other people you could have picked to do this job, and I'm wanting to do something for you, and you turn around and tell me you're going to build me a house. He said, God, you're so good. Can you see him worshiping God in there on the floor? He's the king. He's in the floor, though. There's a time when you got to forget about getting your knees dirty. Amen. Forget about getting that expense, dirt on that expensive dress. Plop down. Worship. In verse 25, he said, and now, O Lord God, the word that you've spoken concerning your servant and concerning his house, establish it forever and do what you said. You said you'd do it. I believe it. Do it. And let your name be magnified forever, saying, the Lord of hosts is God over Israel, and let the house of your servant David be established before you. For you, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, have revealed to your servant, you said, I'll build you a house. Therefore has your servant found it in his heart to pray this prayer unto you. Now, O Lord God, you are that God, and your words be true, and you promise this goodness to your servant. Therefore, now let it please you to bless the house of your servant, that it may continue forever before you. For you, O Lord God, has spoken it, and with your blessing, let the house of your servant be blessed forever. And it is. Is the house of David blessed forever? And of the seed of David has come the Messiah? And will his throne be established forever and ever and ever? What kind of man is this being honored of God? That God would bring the Messiah out of your lineage. That God would use you and your name would be associated with the Most High God throughout eternity. And your honor connected with his honor. How was God able to do this for this man? This man honored God. From out there in the pastures, he honored God. Sang his psalms of hymns and praise when nobody but sheep could hear it. Is that right? No recording contracts, no microphones, and no hot lights. Huh? Out there by the campfire. Believed God when the bear attacked. Believed God when the lion attacked. And as a ruddy youth, stood up out there and faced Goliath. Why? Because he couldn't bear to hear God blasphemed out there. And if nobody else is going to be man enough to stand up and do it, though he's a boy, the honor of God burned in him so strong, he said, nobody talks about God like that. Nobody curses God. He said, let me go. Stood out there and faced that mammoth of a man and said, you come to me with a sword and a spear, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, and he will give you into my hand. And he did. He honored God out there that day. He wasn't honoring. He didn't tell him how fast he was. He said, I'm little, but I'm quick. Ooh, watch out. Watch out. I'll get him before he knows. He wasn't dependent on his speed. He wasn't dependent on his skill. He wasn't dependent on his strength. He honored God, and God honored him with a victory. He kept on doing that every year of his life. You know, he messed up with the Bathsheba thing. But other than that, he honored God his whole life long and got so strong in him that he said, I got to do something else for the house of God. And the Lord said, well, you sit still now. I'm going to let your boy do that, but I'm going to build you a house. And at that point, it was just overwhelming grace to his soul. He got up off of his throne. He went out and sat down on the cold floor in front of that in the temple of God. And he said, God, what you have done for me. I want you to stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. And now this may be a little inconvenient, but that's all right. I want everybody to get in a position where you can get on your knees. Everybody, step out where you can get on your knees. Kneel down before the Lord. Hallelujah. Everybody, I want to lead you in a prayer before the Lord. Everybody said out loud, Father God, thank you so much for picking me, choosing me, my house, to bless and to use. Thank you so much. I worship you. I have not earned, I don't deserve the least of your blessings and all your favor, but out of your great goodness, you have had this in your heart before I was born to choose me and to use me to be a blessing to others. I praise you. I give you all the glory. I worship you. And I say, perform your word for your servant and in your servant's life, and get glory to yourself in every part of your servant's life.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now. Thanks.